Williamston-based writer and artist Gene Van Wieren has published a seasonal book of poetry, and current state Scott Pohl talked with her about solstice dance. I think today might be the solstice, actually. It's today or tomorrow, I believe. She really loves her surroundings here in mid-Michigan, doesn't she
sure
Scott?
She sure does, Mark. Gene Van Wieren compiles her works into a book from time to time with poems illustrated by her own art. The subtitle to Solstice Dance is A Celebration of Winter in the Mitten in Poetry and Pictures. Gene Van Wieren, welcome back to Current State.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
What inspired you to write a book of poetry related not just to the holiday season, but to the state of Michigan?
For a long time, I've done a Christmas poem every year and sent it out in a Christmas card. And so I had a lot of them kind of stored up, and some friends said, could you do a book of those? So I did. It was kind of somewhat popular demand.
So some of these are older poems, maybe?
Yeah. Some of them go back a way, but they're all pretty relevant.
Okay. Now, it's not an enormous book.
No, it's just a nice little book.
Yeah. And like your previous publications, you did your own artwork again, is that correct?
Yes. Yep. I usually did the artwork for the Christmas card, and so it was easy to put together.
Did you write new poems to sort of fill out this little book then?
No, I had so many in the hopper that I really liked that it was really easy putting it together.
So your old friends don't need this book. They've already got it,
You know, an old friend mentioned that, and I said, well, it could be something that you didn't get in a card.
All right. Well, I think that at this time, let's take a moment. I'm going to have you open the book and choose a poem, and let's hear one of the poems from the book Solstice Dance, A Celebration of Winter in the Mitten in Poetry and Pictures. Gene Van Wieren, what are we going to hear?
This is Bringing in the Tree. Let's bring a tree into the house. What a ridiculously glorious idea. And let's fill it with lights and hang candy in its prickly green boughs and festoon it with gilded garland and carefully place deliriously beautiful ornaments throughout the tree. Let's breathe in the forest fragrance, spicy and intense, and drink the nog the Vikings would have drunk if they had invented bourbon. Let's think of the promise older than the forests of a crazy old man in a nightcap who finds redemption in his dreams, of the Mumpus dogs and Cindy Lou Who, the Maccabees in their miraculous lamp, and sheep stoically chewing stringy grass, oblivious to the heroic beating of wings above them. Because all the stories are the same story, and the name of the story is love. Let's bring a tree into the house. What a ridiculously glorious idea.
Nice. Thanks. You, Gene Van Wieren. Michigan plays a big part in your life, in your work, in your writing, in your art. I'm curious about the artwork that's related to the winter season, though, in this book. What sort of places in Michigan inspire your artwork, not just your poetry?
I think for the winter artwork, it's just looking out my back window. We have a little tiny 7-acre farm, and when it's time to work on a Christmas card, I just go out back and sketch and put it together. And I can't paint winter when it's not winter out. I can't do the winter scenes in June. I just don't work that way.
What are your materials?
These are all watercolors. I am doing a few more acrylics lately, and that's kind of fun, but all the illustrations in this book are watercolor.
Do you paint outside of the work you need to accompany your writing in the books that you publish? What other kind of artwork do you do aside from that which you intend to publish with a book of, say, poetry?
I really do. I retired from an office job, and so my job now is writing and painting, and so almost every day I go into the studio and I work on something, and I take classes. So, and in the work, sometimes the painting comes first and then I do a poem. Sometimes the poem comes first and then, you know, a painting kind of wants to be done to go with it. So, you know, you never know where inspiration comes from. But I paint a lot aside from what goes in the books.
Do you write in the same room where you paint?
No, I have to go to a coffee shop.
To write?
To write, yeah. Yes, I do.
You're one of those coffee shop people at a laptop.
No, I just write. I have like a little journal, and I just write by hand, and I go home and type it in. But and sometimes the pre-work comes when I'm cleaning stalls. We have a couple horses and a couple sheep.
I was just going to say, you're going to have to explain the cleaning stalls part.
A couple horses and sheep at home, and some of the best ideas come when you're actually cleaning stalls.
For many of our listeners, the holidays are more than just gift-giving and shopping and all of that. There's a religious element to it. Is there, in your work, an angle that has to do with the birth of Jesus, or is this more seasonal as opposed to religious in nature?
Well, most of it is seasonal, and most of it is just the idea that at this time of year, all of us just want light and hope. You know, the nights are long and dark, and you want some light and hope. There is one poem called Star Journey that's kind of a poem about a young man who goes with the Magi. And I have no idea where that came from except cleaning the stall. That's the only one that's overtly religious.
Yeah. Okay. When I talk with people who are self-published, I always have to make sure that our listeners know where they can find your work. So can you give us some information about where they can find a copy of Solstice Dance?
Solstice Dance is available at Michigan Market, which is a lovely little store in Williamston. They can contact me directly. Some of my other books are also available at Schuller's and the Bookman in Grand Haven. So a couple other places for those. The seasonal one I kind of wanted to keep close to home.
And when you say people can reach out to you directly, where do they do that?
You can go to my Facebook page, which is Jean Van Wieren Artwork and Poetry. If you just Google Jean Van Wieren, that'll show up, and you can contact me through there, and I can get you a copy if you like.
The book is called Solstice Dance, A Celebration of Winter in the Mitten in Poetry and Pictures. Jean Van Wieren has been our guest. Jean, good to see you. Thank you for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.